We've been thinking, wouldn't it be great if we could see the world through Harry Benson's eyes? The renowned 94-year-old Scottish photographer has set his gaze on everyone from Queen Elizabeth to Martin Luther King as he marched. And Harry witnessed, so we all could, the massive, goofy pillow fight between John, Paul, George, and Ringo in a Paris hotel room the night the Beatles single "I Want to Hold Your Hand" topped the American charts.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you something. I think you'll understand when I say that something. I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand.
60 years ago, February 1964, the Beatles came to America and Harry came with them. Harry Benson, how are you?
I'm very well. It's a pleasure.
Is it a pleasure to go back and think about that trip to the U.S., or is there any of it bittersweet since so many of the Beatles are gone?
A wee bit of both, you know.
Yeah.
And the Beatles were fun to be with. The Beatles were intelligent, you know, wasn't just their music.
Well, and you had access to them. This was before the big publicity machines. You were with the Daily Express in the UK. You were on Fleet Street. The Beatles were going to be going to Paris and then on to the US. You were asked to cover them, and you didn't want to go.
No, I didn't want to go. I wanted to cover, you know, major news stories. I realized very quickly, and I'm glad, that the Beatles were a major phenomenon.
Yeah. You're staying in the same hotel with them, sometimes in the same room.
I stayed in the same room, not the same bed.
Oh, well, yes. I mean, when one of the Beatles got kicked out of their double bedroom with another Beatle, let's say maybe a young woman was visiting, they came in yours. You had that kind of access.
Yeah, but they didn't know themselves what a phenomenal they were.
Yeah.
The music was great. And they were writing them every day. I want to hold your hand.
There was a piano in Paul's room, and John pulls up a chair and he's playing. Then Paul joins in. George walks over. It's "I Feel Fine."
Yes.
Baby's good to me. You know she's happy as can be. You know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine.
And by the way, staying with "I Feel Fine," John gets the writing credit, but what did you see?
There wasn't one done where Paul didn't have something major to do with it. Paul was in on everything.
And you were told by editors, Paul's got to be in every picture.
Well, because he was the one you'd be looking for and would tell the other three to straighten up and stop being silly. And Paul was the leader.
Can you think of another song that you saw take shape?
She Loves You. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What would happen?
Which was the song they didn't like.
She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, 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 yeah. You think you've lost your love.
What's happening when you're hearing that?
When I'm hearing that and I'm with them, I want to stay as long as I can. Fascinating to hear a new song being invented.
Talk about the pillow fight. You'd heard that they'd had one, and of course, you're thinking, oh, I wish I, you know, gotten that. You know, kind of suggested maybe we could do another one. At first, John said no.
John said no, we'll look childish and stupid. He slipped away, and Paul is talking about something else, and John hits him in the back of the head with a pillow. And it went on for about half an hour. The management and the hotel had to come up and see what was going on. But I was getting good pictures, so I was encouraging it.
Well, and they seemed to need it. It was like letting off steam?
Yes, it was, because if they went out, they were completely surrounded by fans. On the stairwells, on the elevators.
And then it explodes in New York. Now, taking the plane over, you maneuvered so that you are in first class, you are with the Beatles, all the other press is on another plane. Just remind us the context. President Kennedy, JFK, had just been assassinated a couple months before. There was devastation in the civil rights movement.
But this was discussed on the plane.
Huh?
And they were a bit apprehensive about it. John Lennon said, "Do you think we're going to be safe?"
For the Boston Tea Party, 3,000 screaming teenagers are at New York's Kennedy Airport to greet, you guessed it, the Beatles. This rock and roll.
Well, so you come out behind them, the fifth person behind them. They all turn around. You have this iconic photo of them, the moment where they land in America. You follow them to the hotel.
And some of the fans, girls, were really waiting upstairs for them outside the bedroom.
Well, by the way, Harry, I was meaning to ask, I haven't seen you in so many years. I was one of those girls out on the street outside the hotel with my dad. And then I went to the Ed Sullivan show and, you know.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. I was younger than a lot of the, you know, the older teens, but.
I've probably got a photograph of you.
Oh, my God. If I could ever come look at your photos and see.
I mean. No, I'm sure. Got a photograph. That's what I was looking for, was the fun of it.
You couldn't hear anything.
Basically, that's what they wanted. And they, again, a bit of trouble with Brian Epstein, the manager, because John Lennon, who could be, you know, could do what he wanted, was swearing. And Brian Epstein and Paul McCartney were upset about it.
Oh. Would you take pictures in a moment like that?
Actually, a photographer like me, you're waiting for something not to go right, you're waiting for something to go wrong. It's getting a bit out of control, and that's, in a way, that's what you're looking for. They all had their own opinion.
You know, when I hear the sounds of the Ed Sullivan Show and then Shea Stadium, it was so interesting to read what you heard when you were sitting around with the Beatles in their hotel in Paris. They were talking about, you know, well, if it doesn't last, Ringo says, maybe I'll open a salon.
That's right. They were talking like that. Paul and John were talking about writing for West End musicals or Broadway musicals.
If this doesn't work out.
But that, yes, of course, the opposite happened, you know.
Do you reflect back on what your life might have been like if you hadn't gone? Or
Oh, it changed my life. I mean, I got married. My wife, Gigi, she's from Texas. Anyway, I knew in the plane with the Beatles, I'm going to stay in America a long time. I never went back.
You became a chronicler of incredible moments in America. I'm thinking of Robert F. Kennedy fallen by an assassin's bullet. You're there.
That's right. Bobby Kennedy was one of the saddest somebody I knew who got shot basically about 2 yards from me.
Yeah. You know, I started by asking, wouldn't it be great if we could see through Harry Benson's eyes? And we do. Have you ever thought about that? Wow, what I've seen.
Well, if I don't photograph it, it doesn't exist. News photographer, you photograph what you see, should inform. So you really have to have your cameras always ready.
I'm thinking, Harry, that that's also the curse of a photographer. If you didn't capture it, it didn't exist.
It didn't exist. So you're really all the time looking for the right position. If something happens now, am I ready for this?
I can just see you at 94, Harry Benson, hip-checking people out of the way to make sure you're in position to get the shot. I'm serious. I'd love to come see your pictures someday.
No, please come anytime.
Okay. Thank you so much.
No, thank you.
There are places I remember.